No, we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1.
Good morning. This is John McPherson. It's about my morning newspaper. I've been getting my Telegraph delivered from your shop for the last 25 years, and I really think that entitles me to a bit of service. I came downstairs first thing this morning, and what do I find on the doormat? The Sun! And a few days ago it was the Daily Mirror. This is unacceptable. I expect you to send someone round with my newspaper now.
Now listen again.
Good morning. This is John McPherson. It's about my morning newspaper. I've been getting my Telegraph delivered from your shop for the last 25 years, and I really think that entitles me to a bit of service. I came downstairs first thing this morning, and what do I find on the doormat? The Sun! And a few days ago it was the Daily Mirror. This is unacceptable. I expect you to send someone round with my newspaper now.
It's incredible how he makes the whole scene come to life. I think this is a perfect example of Impressionism at its best. The colours are so lively, so exciting, and you really have the sense that you know how he felt when he painted it. This is one of his later works, right at the end of the real Impressionists. In fact, art historians generally say the end of the Impressionist movement was 1886, and this was actually painted 2 years later. But it clearly belongs with the Impressionists.
Now listen again.
It's incredible how he makes the whole scene come to life. I think this is a perfect example of Impressionism at its best. The colours are so lively, so exciting, and you really have the sense that you know how he felt when he painted it. This is one of his later works, right at the end of the real Impressionists. In fact, art historians generally say the end of the Impressionist movement was 1886, and this was actually painted 2 years later. But it clearly belongs with the Impressionists.
Hotel York.
Hello. I'm staying in your hotel tonight, and I'm arriving quite late, about 10:30. Will there be any food available in the hotel?
I'm afraid the restaurant closes at 10 o'clock, but the bar does burgers and chips until midnight. And there's always the pizza place opposite, which stays open late. Or we can bring sandwiches to your room, if you prefer.
Fine. I won't want to eat burgers or pizza at that time of night.
Now listen again.
Hotel York.
Hello. I'm staying in your hotel tonight, and I'm arriving quite late, about 10:30. Will there be any food available in the hotel?
I'm afraid the restaurant closes at 10 o'clock, but the bar does burgers and chips until midnight. And there's always the pizza place opposite, which stays open late. Or we can bring sandwiches to your room, if you prefer.
Fine. I won't want to eat burgers or pizza at that time of night.
How was your camping holiday in Africa?
Oh, fantastic. We saw all sorts of wildlife. You know, lots of lions and all that.
Wasn't it frightening with all those animals so close to your tent?
Oh, not really. To be honest, what scared me most were the bats. They flew so close at night. I thought I'd be frightened of all the other things, like elephants. But in the end, I wasn't, because we only saw them during the day. And they were mostly quite a long way away.
Now listen again.
How was your camping holiday in Africa?
Oh, fantastic. We saw all sorts of wildlife. You know, lots of lions and all that.
Wasn't it frightening with all those animals so close to your tent?
Oh, not really. To be honest, what scared me most were the bats. They flew so close at night. I thought I'd be frightened of all the other things, like elephants. But in the end, I wasn't, because we only saw them during the day, and they were mostly quite a long way away.
Five.
Will you go on working as a gardener when winter comes, Jim? You'll get very cold and wet working outside.
Well, last winter I took a job in a supermarket. They're advertising for staff again at the moment, but I prefer being in the fresh air, even when the weather's bad. I'd really like to get a job abroad, in the sun, but all the ones I've seen need building skills, which I haven't got. So I'll just stay in my present job for the time being.
Now listen again.
Will you go on working as a gardener when winter comes, Jim? You'll get very cold and wet working outside.
Well, last winter I took a job in a supermarket. They're advertising for staff again at the moment, but I prefer being in the fresh air, even when the weather's bad. I'd really like to get a job abroad, in the sun, but all the ones I've seen need building skills, which I haven't got. So I'll just stay in my present job for the time being.
Six.
And now for the weather forecast for this Saturday and Sunday. People heading to the music festival starting on Saturday on the south coast should be prepared for different conditions over the next 2 days. Saturday will bring bright sunshine but cool temperatures for this time of year. Overnight, however, clouds are expected to move in and Sunday will see dull skies bringing a further drop in temperatures, and there will be a good chance of rain later on.
Now listen again.
And now for the weather forecast for this Saturday and Sunday. People heading to the music festival starting on Saturday on the south coast should be prepared for different conditions over the next 2 days. Saturday will bring bright sunshine but cool temperatures for this time of year. Overnight, however, clouds are expected to move in and Sunday will see dull skies bringing a further drop in temperatures and there will be a good chance of rain later on.
Seven.
I think someone's stolen my bicycle. I left it by that tree on the pavement, but it's not there anymore.
Perhaps it got in my father's way when he was parking his car.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right. It's on the other side of the road, by that street light. He probably moved it. I'll remember to leave it well away from the tree in future.
Yes, and lock it next time as well.
Now listen again.
I think someone's stolen my bicycle. I left it by that tree on the pavement, but it's not there anymore.
Perhaps it got in my father's way when he was parking his car.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right. It's on the other side of the road, by that street light. He probably moved it. I'll remember to leave it well away from the tree in future.
Yes, and lock it next time as well.
Eight.
Have you seen my keys?
Aren't they on the table?
No, I looked there.
How about in your coat pocket?
Oh, yes. They are probably there. Oh, no, they aren't.
Well, what is that in your hand?
Oops, silly me.
Now listen again.
Have you seen my keys?
Aren't they on the table?
No, I looked there.
How about in your coat pocket?
Oh, yes. They are probably there. Oh, no, they aren't.
Well, what is that in your hand?
Oops, silly me.
9.
The tax increases announced by the government yesterday are clearly going to have a big effect on most people, especially with cigarettes and wine both going up by 3.5%. It's expected that this will mean a huge increase in revenue for the Treasury. With petrol price rises of 4%, the Chancellor has probably made himself unpopular, especially in the countryside.
Now listen again.
The tax increases announced by the government yesterday are clearly going to have a big effect on most people, especially with cigarettes and wine both going up by 3.5%. It's expected that this will mean a huge increase in revenue for the Treasury. With petrol price rises of 4%, the Chancellor has probably made himself unpopular, especially in the countryside.
Ten.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain speaking. Just to let you know that in a few minutes you'll be able to see the lights of Brussels over to your right if you look out of the window. And we're just coming over Amsterdam now, so the bright lights you can see over to your left is the port of Rotterdam, about 45 miles away.
Now listen again.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain speaking. Just to let you know that in a few minutes you'll be able to see the lights of Brussels over to your right if you look out of the window. And we're just coming over Amsterdam now, so the bright lights you can see over to your left is the port of Rotterdam, about 45 miles away.
That is the end of part one.
Now turn to part two. You will hear a radio interview with a ballet dancer called Elena Karpov, who is talking about her life and career. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
My guest today is the star of the London Ballet Company, 22-year-old Elena Karpov. Elena, you were born in Bulgaria. Did you always want to be a dancer?
Well, I was a very lively little girl, so at the age of 7, my mother sent me to gymnastics classes. When I was 9, I went on to ballet lessons, and from that moment I knew that I wanted to spend my life dancing. 2 years later, when I was 11, I won a place at the New York Ballet School.
So you had to move to the United States.
Mm.
Did you miss your family?
Oh, yes. At first it was difficult being away from home and not knowing a lot of English, but it taught me how to look after myself and not to depend on others. There were other Bulgarian students there, and we actually found it quite easy to learn enough English to take part in the lessons with the other students.
Hmm. Tell us about your latest role with the London Ballet Company.
I'm going to dance the part of Cinderella. It's a story about a poor girl who marries a handsome prince. My parents used to read it to me when I was little. I'd never seen the ballet before, but I already knew the music really well. I'm sure children will love the ballet.
What do you do when you're not practicing or performing?
Before I joined this company, I spent 2 weeks going round London as a tourist. I don't have time for sightseeing now, but I love trying on the latest fashions with my friends. I'm always buying new jeans and trainers. I'm not too keen on discos and nightclubs. I dance enough during the day.
You must have lots of fans.
Quite a few. They always ask for a photograph of me, but unfortunately I don't have many to give away. I sometimes sign their programmes instead, and if I can, I give them one of the flowers I've received from the audience. They always ask for tickets, but of course that's not possible.
What's been the best thing that's happened in your career so far?
Well, I've been a guest dancer with ballet companies in Moscow and Vienna, and I appeared twice on television in Bulgaria and met the president. I shall never forget that. But the most satisfying thing for me is that I'm paid for doing what I really enjoy, dancing.
Elena, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
Now listen again.
My guest today is the star of the London Ballet Company, 22-year-old Elena Karpov. Elena, you were born in Bulgaria. Did you always want to be a dancer?
Well, I was a very lively little girl, so at the age of 7, my mother sent me to gymnastics classes. When I was 9, I went on to ballet lessons, and from that moment I knew that I wanted to spend my life dancing. 2 years later, when I was 11, I won a place at the New York Ballet School.
So you had to move to the United States.
Mm.
Did you miss your family?
Oh, yes. At first it was difficult being away from home and not knowing a lot of English, but it taught me how to look after myself and not to depend on others. There were other Bulgarian students there, and we actually found it quite easy to learn enough English to take part in the lessons with the other students.
Hmm. Tell us about your latest role with the London Ballet Company.
I'm going to dance the part of Cinderella. It's a story about a poor girl who marries a handsome prince. My parents used to read it to me when I was little. I'd never seen the ballet before, but I already knew the music really well. I'm sure children will love the ballet.
What do you do when you're not practicing or performing?
Before I joined this company, I spent 2 weeks going round London as a tourist. I don't have time for sightseeing now, but I love trying on the latest fashions with my friends. I'm always buying new jeans and trainers. I'm not too keen on discos and nightclubs. I dance enough during the day.
You must have lots of fans.
Quite a few. They always ask for a photograph of me, but unfortunately I don't have many to give away. I sometimes sign their programmes instead, and if I can, I give them one of the flowers I've received from the audience. They always ask for tickets, but of course that's not possible.
What's been the best thing that's happened in your career so far?
Well, I've been a guest dancer with ballet companies in Moscow and Vienna, and I appeared twice on television in Bulgaria and met the president. I shall never forget that. But the most satisfying thing for me is that I'm paid for doing what I really enjoy, dancing.
Elena, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
That is the end of part 2.